Fix Insider April 5. New TV. After months of attrition, Disney CEO Bob Iger saw off the activist investor Nelson Putz in his quest for a board seat. Now he can get back to the core issues of growing Disney and making progress on his successor. Since his new strategy was announced last October, Disney shares are up 50% and his plans seem to be working. Lots happening across NewV. PE firm Apollo have made a $27 billion offer for the entire Paramount business, probably their final offer because Skydance have entered exclusive negotiations with owner Shari Redstone. The current CEO of Paramount was interviewed by Variety. Unsurprisingly, he would not comment on the takeover but was very open about Paramount and also Pluto, the fast service he funded and sold to Paramount. His explanation of the Pluto content strategy is interesting. The type of content that works on fast is big franchise, high-volume stuff that's not necessarily serialized, and you can watch episode 7 before you watch episode 1, and it's fine. So think things like, sort of in the procedural space like CSI and NCIS, westerns like Gunsmoke and Rawhide, game shows like Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy, and sitcoms. With Paramount Plus, of course, we're investing billions of dollars in original programming in order to bring people to it and subscribe. So it's a very different business model on the content. A Puck piece on their rival Tubi also looks at the content favored, citing an audience habit of dual screening as influential. The success of Pluto, Tubi et al. Has driven a new policy for the big streamers who are now seeing licensing content to fast services as a new revenue opportunity. Closer to home, Thinkbox have a new deck on the effectiveness of TV. ITV have announced an update to Qflight, their tool for measuring reach and frequency across linear TV and VOD. The latest iteration includes the most used traded audiences into its reporting, which now covers new Barb members like Netflix, Amazon Prime, and Disney. One benefit is helping brands see more realistic measurement of frequency. There is little people hate more on TV than seeing the same ad again and again. This new study aims to add some science into the decision of how many ads to make and run. Given the way tech can reduce the cost of variations, our advice is that more is better. Particularly with sponsorship idents, you know how many spots someone viewing a show will see, so don't repeat. How streamers are fighting the plight of shrinking TV ad inventory, ad, exchanger. Merchant media. The news chase plan to bundle customer data so advertisers can target people on spending habits reminds us that retail media isn't the perfect name. With Uber and others embracing an advertising model, not all firms face the same issues. But much of the attention is rightly devoted to major grocery players who are defining how this sector works. Walmart is opening their platform to non-endemic advertisers, likely pushing up prices for the CPG firms that dominate right now. Fix friend Colin Lewis unpacks the Walmart announcement. The bad habits of programmatic are seeping into retail media and ad exchanger. Look at how Amazon and others are using cheap inventory, including MFA sites. Why? Remnants have reached a point where, aside from Amazon and Google, which have their own empires, they've run out of space to serve ads, one agency buyer said. Retailers have only nascent video and CTV businesses, and their sites don't have much traffic or ad space. In other words, retailers have demand and valuable data but nowhere for it to go. A banal sponsored listing on the homepage of a top 10 grocer's site can be one of the most expensive placements on the web, according to one large beverage brand marketer. More expensive than an ESPN homepage takeover or even premium CTV spots, she said. Such is the feeding frenzy around the retail media model the UK Tory party plan to develop one. The fact that members are limited in number, generally quite old and the sort of people who think Liz Truss should run the country, probably limited appeal to brands. So this led to a decision to shelve the idea. Temu. In the last few days, Temu have launched an audacious promotion, offering TikTok users cash money to sign up. The firm's giveaway gives new users 24 hours to sign up other people using a shareable link so each receive a cash reward of between £40 and £50, paid to their PayPal accounts, or in Temu store credit. In the frenzy that followed, it's hard to discern between official promotion and the deluge of posts hoping to recruit new customers. Along the way, some questioned the open-ended data policy that appeared to be heavily weighted in the favor of Temu, but after intervention from the ECO, this appears to have amended. The maths for this UK promotion probably add up, and giving the money to new customers rather than giving it to Mark Zuckerberg feels right. Lots more on this in our latest Good TikTok Creative, Temu on TikTok. Temu issues statement over free money adverts as users ask if it's real. Lots of great background on Temu on this post from last year. Temu, from $0 to $3 billion in 10 months. Harvard Business Review are typically thorough on the lingering cost of instant fashion, and fast fashion retailer Shein doubles profits as it awaits IPO approval. AI. Since Sora, there is a lot of focus on AI video, with OpenAI courting Hollywood over plans for video generation model Sora. Meetings included Paramount, Universal and Warner Brothers Discovery. Those involved in the meetings said OpenAI was seeking input from the film bosses on how Sora should be rolled out. Some who watched the demonstration said they could see how Sora or similar AI products could save time and money on production, but added the technology needed further development. MIT look at what's next for generative video. And with this week's hot topic being audio, the dangers are amplified. OpenAI shared their work on Voice Engine, a service that can take text inputs and a 15-second sample and create natural-sounding speech that closely resembles the original speaker. Recognizing the potential for deepfakes, especially in the run-up to an election, they have decided not to release the tool at the moment. This NY Mag story on how a creator ended up as AI influencer shows how this can all go wrong. Wired thinks the 8 authors of a Google white paper from 2017, called Attention Is All You Need, can be credited with inventing modern AI. It's interesting that all 8 have since left Google. David McCandless and team have updated their stunning visualization of the universe of large language model, see above, and so useful too. Benedict Evans has a new podcast on looking for AI use cases. AI advertising startup BrandTech valued at $4 billion after fundraising. Amazon and April Fool. Huge amount of press on the discovery just walkout tech doesn't really work and is actually a bunch of people in India watching via video. Really? So what about the airport installs? Have those firms been tricked? Is the Aldi system, powered by Grabango, also hype? No. The tech works, and I assumed the story was an April Fool joke. Like many artificial intelligence systems, Amazon's system relies on human moderators and data labelers, who review just walkout transactions and label footage to help train the AI models that make it work. The Information reported last year that the team was made up of more than 1,000 employees, primarily based in India. An Amazon spokesperson confirmed at the time that it uses human moderators, but declined to say how many people it employs in these roles. And Amazon confirmed. The Just Walkout technology will continue to be offered in Amazon Go stores, the smaller format Amazon Fresh stores in the UK, as well as more and more third-party retailers. There are more than 130 third-party Just Walkout technology locations in the US, UK, Australia, and Canada, with new locations launching monthly, including at travel retailers, sports stadiums, entertainment venues, conference centers, theme parks, convenience stores, hospitals, and college campuses, Amazon said. It just doesn't work for customers doing a big grocery shop. It's a novelty that doesn't quite deliver. So the real story is that Tony Hoggett, the ex-Tesco strategy head hired by Amazon to sort grocery, is making progress. He has prioritized Dash carts, another Amazon technology, that are much easier for customers to get their head around. And he has partnered with leaders in warehouse and robotic tech to develop micro-fulfillment centers in a number of U.S. Whole Foods store, enabling online grocery delivery. He also recognizes the opportunity for combining deliveries. Amazon wants to fulfill orders for retailers and then combine orders of groceries and other retail products into one delivery for customers. Another option is for retailers to fulfill their own orders, but Amazon will still consolidate orders going to the same customer into one delivery. This increased utilization is how fast last mile gets sorted, with the Amazon grocery delivery also carrying parcels for the household ordering groceries, as well as immediate neighbors. But I still believe Amazon will have to buy a grocery chain to win in that space. Expensive, but you are buying a profitable business which could contribute to expanding the ad business too. And Hoggett knows the European market well. The battle of Amazon versus Walmart for the future of shoppable TV. Merchant. Following our look at luxury online shopping last week, we see online retailer Mytheresa among suitors for Yoox Net-a-Porter, as well as interest from PE firms. Prior to Amazon rolling back some tech, Axios report that at ShopTalk retail tech is losing some shine with waning investor interest. Tesco are playing with the categories in food delivery, running ads suggesting Spag Bowl for dinner, fulfilled by Whoosh, with menu pages listing the ingredients needed and offering quick delivery with Whoosh. AI will transform retail. These stocks are early winners. Business models. We spend a lot of time on people switching business models to embrace advertising, including many who have previously been adamant they would never run ads, despite the fact that the most valuable companies in the world are ad businesses. So it's interesting to see that model evolve, with Google considering charging for some of its AI. Google is looking at options including adding certain AI-powered search features to its premium subscription services, which already offer access to its new Gemini AI assistant in Gmail and Docs, according to three people with knowledge of its plans. Engineers are developing the technology needed to deploy the service, but executives have not yet made a final decision on whether or when to launch it, one of the people said. Google's traditional search engine would remain free of charge, while ads would continue to appear alongside search results even for subscribers. And a new wrinkle, Nebraska looking to tax advertising. Web 3. How Roblox's growing entertainment division teamed up with Warner Brothers to drive Gen Z to Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire, Variety. 2023 Roblox Report, Behind the Data with Game, Analytics. I asked four questions to the creators of Clip It, Roblox's viral version of TikTok. Plus. Talent agency Endeavor to go private in $13 billion deal with Silver Lake. YouTube could be worth $400 billion, that's more than Disney and Comcast combined. We should be paying more attention. How Americans use social media, Pew Research Center. Media Lab learnings for 2024 planning. Think with Google. Google are some of the most accomplished media planners, along with a great agency team, and share some wisdom here. Spotify is raising prices again in the US and some overseas markets, Wall Street Journal.